Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the topic for today's podcast, Pouring Gas on the Fire, originally came from a conversation I had with my colleague, Dr. Dickon Bettinger. And he was talking about how he has seen this understanding that we talk about in these podcasts week after week, how he sees it spreading in the world and how he does his best to contribute to its spread. And he says everywhere he goes, he talks about this. And sometimes the feeling of what he's talking about, he can see that it causes a spark to catch in someone that he's talking to. They light up. And he says, and when I see somebody light up, when I see them catch fire with this understanding, with this feeling, I do my best to pour gas on the fire. And that's how the fire spreads. Now, it's a metaphor, but it's a metaphor that I really liked. And as I am sometimes wont to do with metaphors, I'm going to probably extend it a little too far in this podcast. But along the way, we might see something helpful. So what is the equivalent of pouring gas on the fire? Well, in its simplest form, when I thought about that, it's time and attention spent. So the more time and attention I spend on something, the more gas I'm pouring on that fire. And if it's a positive fire, if it's a fire that I really want to spread, then that time and attention is incredibly worthwhile. Now, I don't know, by the way, if you've ever poured gas on a fire. It's a bad idea. Don't try this at home, kids. But everyone I know who used to barbecue back before gas barbecues were the norm, at some point got the lighter fluid can and would squirt it onto the barbecue and to cause it like a big flame up. Well, it's that same idea that our time and attention lights a fire under thing, and it heats up the fire and it causes that fire to spread. Now, it might burn quite quickly, and when our time and attention goes, the fire doesn't necessarily catch, unless that fire was so intrinsic that now it continues to burn without our having to continue to give our time and attention to it. And I want to talk about it in two ways. One is the way in which it works against us, and one is a way in which it can really work for us. And the way that it works against us is when we put all our time and attention into our own psychology. We put all our time and attention into our problems. We put all our time and attention into figuring out what's wrong with us, what's wrong with our lives, what's wrong with the world. Well, guess what happens? That fire spreads. We have more and more and more thinking about what's wrong with us, what's wrong with our life, what's wrong with the world. And it seems hotter and hotter and like a bigger and bigger deal as we spend more time and attention on it. Fortunately, when we withdraw our time and attention, when we put our time and attention onto more helpful things, that fire tends not to spread. That fire has no life of its own. Thought has no life of its own. Thoughts are impotent until we pour ourselves into them. Don Miguel Ruiz talks about it as agreement, until we put our agreement into the thought. I think of it a bit like a balloon. A balloon, before you put your life force, your breath into it, is flaccid. It's impotent. It has no power. It really has not much form. But the more of our life force, the more of our breath we put into it, the bigger and bigger and bigger it gets. But the second we stop breathing into it, it goes. Well, in the same way, the length of a feeling is the length of a thought. When the thought goes, the feeling goes with it. Now, the flip of that is if there's something that we really want to cultivate in us, and the thing that I truly think is worth cultivating in everyone that I have ever met, is our own sense of our deeper nature, our own sense of aliveness, our own world of deeper feeling, our own spaciousness, the quiet within, the stillness within, the space within. The more we spend time with that part of ourselves, the more we attend to that in us, the more that spreads. And because that's natural, that fire keeps spreading beyond our time and attention. So even when we're not paying attention to it, even when we're not thinking about it all the time, that feeling continues to spread, not just through us, but throughout our lives. And Sid Banks used to say that it's amazing how little people need to really catch on to this, to really catch fire. And sometimes it's even just pointing to it is enough time and attention for it to be able to catch fire, for the light to catch somebody's eye, and for that fire to begin to spread. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.